Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on December 1st, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, joining us today as co-host and co-interviewer is the president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Mark Lipps. And with us, because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com, and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, Mark, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning, John.
Morning. I'm guessing that Mark might be a little slow today. He had the big chamber holiday soiree last night.
Where were you?
What? You know something? I stayed home last night. I didn't go to the village stroll. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
My husband was like, aren't you going to the stroll? And I said, no. I said, I'm too tired. I went to bed early. So I missed all the fun last night.
Well, that's interesting. Uh-huh. We had some people show up and then head out to the holiday stroll, the Riviera. And then we had some people who didn't want to come all the way across town from the Riviera stroll to do this party. So, yeah. Two nice events last night.
Two big events. They're both great events. I've been to the chamber party the last few years. A lot of fun. I was tired.
Yeah.
I'm getting it up a notch
though this year. You know, we had raffle gifts, real fun raffle gifts. We had, you know, Vox DJs blaring away and it was at WeWork, very cool office space, you know, very sexy place, and beer on tap and food flowing and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's much more vibrant, much more energetic. And now I've started this whole thing where if you're a member, these events are free. So,
yes, we mentioned that. We mentioned that on the show yesterday.
It's a really big change and it's a really big deal. Did you notice a difference in the crowd because of this new policy, Mark?
Much younger crowd, much more of a vibrant crowd. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was that or if it was just the music and the space and the, you know, all of that. But our seminars, if you remember, those are free now, and mixers are free. And I mean, when you look at really what you make off those things and nickel and diming these guys, I mean, not that they're paying that much in membership, I get it. You know, like someone was telling me yesterday, Mark, no one pays that much in membership. There's nothing wrong. We'll pay for to come to these things. And I said, okay, well, you can pay. You know what? Let me get that square
more
right now. We'll just charge you, what do we call it, $40? Does that work?
You know something? There is something to that, Mark, because I hate it when I get nickeled and dimed, and the airlines are so guilty of that these days. I mean, when I get home from a trip and I look at my credit card bill, there's like a whole page of just these stupid little $25, $5, $10, $13 from the airline on top of the ticket price.
Well,
and
the hotels
I hate
are famous
that.
For that. But that also stems too from you know, all the fees that are charged to hotels. You get your TOT tax and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fees that I have a problem with at hotels, and you see it a lot in Vegas, is where they charge for the gym. You know? You're paying $250 a night or whatever it is, and then they want you to pay to go to the gym. You know, there are some hotels that do that still. And you're going, wait a second. You know?
Yeah.
You have a gym.
Yeah,
it's in your brochure. So.
It's just wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's wrong on so
it's
many
wrong.
Levels.
Yeah.
But we had fun last night. A huge thanks last night to Michael's Learning Place. They set up a photo machine with their young adults. You know, Michael's is a really cool place where adults with special needs, you know, whether it be Down syndrome or autism or whatever, can learn to function. They can learn skills and learn to function in, on their own in today's world. And they have a coffee. One of the things they have is a coffee set up. ICANN has the same thing. They have a coffee set up as well as, but they do a photo booth, and we had their photo booth there last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun for those guys mm-hmm. to be there. You know, huge thanks to LePond for their donation, and so many people. We had board members that were there were Lolly Ramazani and Spencer Kelly, Kelly Stroman. There was one, Carol Glover and Brad Sperber. You know, I'd like to see more board members present, but, you know, this is a busy time of year. One of the things that we want to do going forward, in fact, we've already set the date for next year, and it's late November, just like now, is we need December to plan for 2018. So we're always going to try to close out November, that week after Thanksgiving, as our holiday party, so that everybody can get on with their holiday parties and their company parties and club parties and all those things, and travel if they're leaving town for Christmas, and we can get on with the business of planning 2018. You know, so that's why people said, "Wow, Mark, November 30th, it all really kicks in next week." That's right. Next week's nonstop party, and starting this weekend. I mean, Kirst, you had the Riviera thing last night, but I mean, it's just going to be. Look at, you know, I'll see my wife in January because she's just covered up with stuff. It really kicks in next week, but it's already started this week. But
Joe and I talked about this last week.
Yesterday,
I can't remember. Yesterday, where the 10 days before Christmas is there's nothing going on because it's a scramble. Everybody's shopping and doing what they got to do. They're traveling. They're getting everything ready to let. So there's nothing planned from say the 17th to the 25th. And so you squeeze in from Thanksgiving to that 10 days before mm-hmm. Christmas, everything happens.
Right. And you see it more than anybody because you get
right.
You see right. all the line. You see the lineup.
Yeah, I have the calendar. You know, I have a master list.
She's
I have
got
a master
it.
List for all of these events, and it makes me crazy because there are so many of these things I would like to go to, but they're all on the same night. You know, they're only spread out pretty much over 2 weekends. And if you saw the weekend guide yesterday, it was 10 pages long because there's so much going on tonight and tomorrow night, the first and the second, it's absolutely nuts. There's like 14 mm-hmm. events on Saturday night.
And
so,
that's not even counting because I'm trying to, you know, you try to space it out. For instance, if there's something going on a big weekend, Saturday, Sunday, or even during the week, you know, I don't want to have to have – I want people to have a little bit of – you know, I want to create some – I don't want to be part of that clutter. I want to create some downtime for you to – you know, you got to have that time to get away with your family, go out and shop or whatever. But now, of course, you just do it all online, which really bugs us. But
not me. I'm not.
You're talking to the Chamber of Commerce here.
I'm not shopping.
You bought everything at a local store, locally owned. I know.
I was out yesterday afternoon shopping, early afternoon shopping. No, there are certain things I'll buy online. Like I can buy like my hair products in bulk, you know, the personal stuff, you know, that you can, things that you want. But I don't shop for gifts really online. I have to see and feel it and, you know what I mean? But,
right.
Yeah, we got to do so. I did notice though, this year, more people are doing stuff, like on Tuesdays, Mondays and Tuesdays are now becoming more acceptable for people to do things. It's not all, you know, for
right.
many years, it was Friday night for particularly office stuff and Saturday night for other things. And then
Thursday
became the new Saturday. But now, like this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, there's stuff going on, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It rounds out the calendar a little bit. So.
No, I would like to get away. I'm planning some things on Wednesdays next year. And I just get away from this Thursday night because everybody does Thursday nights.
I know. It's absolutely nuts.
I mean, it is kind of the perfect time, but not so when now everybody's discovered it, you know, and so, but it's interesting. So lots of things going on.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, when you look at Manhattan Beach, and any of the beach cities community, when you look at the small business, I mean, we really have to figure out a way to educate our businesses to, that's why I want to go into this big education program in 2018, where our businesses can learn to work as smart as they can, at least have a shot at trying to be smart with your bottom line, be smart with your marketing, try to drive more awareness, try to get people walking into the door, try to find different ways of doing things and approaching things. Even legal stuff, you know, not to get into trouble, you know some things ahead of time, know things out front before you step in it, you know.
Right.
Small businesses, you know, most of your small businesses are so in the moment that they forget or they don't pay attention to some of these other things because they wear about five different hats, you know.
Right.
So that's our – going next year, we're planning on doing a seminar – once every other month, two seminars, but a seminar like in January, one seminar, two in February, one in March, two in April, one in May, you know, everything from, oh, we're going to do, which this is kind of exciting. And unfortunately it's maybe a necessity. We're going to do an active shooter seminar.
Plenty of people are doing those now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I found a guy at the Omani who does these all over the state, and I'm going to get him to come in, and we'll do an active shooter seminar, which is going to be interesting. But we're doing, you know, everything from tax seminars to marketing to all kinds of things. You know, public speaking. We're going to do a public speaking seminar in March. So, and then in addition. We're going to do our first, we haven't done, I don't know that they've ever done these, but in January 17th, we're going to do a membership meeting, a membership town hall. And this is where I just want everybody to come over and we'll do Q&A and just, you know, tell us what you want to see happen in the coming year if possible. You know, I mean, we've got our agenda lined up, but we can always change, you know, what would you like to see have happened with our chamber? What are we not doing right? What are we doing great? What do we need to focus on? And get everybody together and talking and sharing and do these, and you know, a regular membership meeting.
I posted that. I got that because on your mailing list, I got that information about the town hall and I posted it, but that's not just for chamber members, right? It's
no, because you also want people to know what the chamber, who the chamber is. And what it stands for, and what we want to, you know, why maybe you should consider joining us or talking to us. You know, that's why our mixers. Even last night, we had a number of non-members that were there, and they want to join. They want to talk to me about joining. And then, absolutely open to non-members. And then the other thing, and maybe this is a little out of the chamber norm too, is. It's like I've told the city. I said, our seminars, they're open to – we want all businesses to be able to come to these, okay?
Right.
We may charge you $10 if you're a non-member, but we want to have these open so businesses, everybody can come in and join and see what it's all about. And that, and we're, but the good news too there is the experts that we use in these seminars come from our member database. They come from our membership. And so, you know, if it's a legal seminar, it's legal people who are members. If it's public speaking, it's an executive coach who is a member. You know, different things like that. Marketing, it's a person who is a member. And so we're able to platform our members in these areas as well. So some of the new things
Mark,
we're doing, and yep.
I just you're just going down a list. In your mind, this is just a normal list. But I have to stop you and say, this is really special. I mean, when you think about what you know, a chamber means to a small business, often small business people join a chamber because they don't know what to do in certain areas of their business. And this is kind of important. I mean, they've put their life savings or half of their life savings or, you know, a lot more money than they want into this business. And of course, a lot more time and effort, and they need it to work. And you're providing just golden opportunities for people to learn how to make their business work better. So my question is, what are, in your mind, what are the top three questions, problems, pain points that businesses in Manhattan Beach or just businesses, small businesses in general have? Top three.
One, rising costs, fees, square footage, turnover and ownership of buildings you might be leasing from. And in this market, that might mean a, you know, that building was bought in 1960 and is now being sold in 2018. And so the rents have to kind of match what the market rate was that building was sold. I mean, you have to pay the mortgage, right? And so costs and the cost of doing business, the fees now, the city, the state, all of that stuff that get put onto small businesses now. I mean, you read about it all the time, how we're not a business-friendly state. I mean, they just want to tax you for everything. There's just fees and fees and fees, you know. And even small business sometimes wishes that, just give me one fee, you know, make it a little bigger, then you take it and carve it out for however you need it. But, man, just to constantly ding me with these fees, you know, one fee after another, a lot of times, you know, you have cash flow issues and all of a sudden you can't pay the fee. Because if you're a service-oriented industry, it's all about cash flow. Someone's a late pay, well, your cash flow just gets interrupted now. And you owe this fee and you're going to get dinged a late charge if you don't pay, but you got to wait for this, you know, group to come in with their money. I mean, that's the nature of those small service-oriented businesses. And then the other thing is exactly what we saw happen this, you know, in Thanksgiving with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, is driving people into the stores, getting people into the stores, getting people to shop at our businesses. You know, they just, the cyber shopping this year just crushed it. You know, it just gets bigger every year.
Right.
I mean, it's easier for a guy who typically waits until Christmas Eve to shop, actually now, while he's watching football, can do all of his shopping. My son on Cyber Monday, and I hate to say it, my son on Cyber Monday said, "Christmas shopping done, boom." You know,
wow.
You know, get it all. I mean, that's an online generation that's where we're headed. So, what can we do to help small businesses, you know, succeed with this and be a part of, you know, one is, you know, you got to develop maybe your own online presence and have people come to the store to pick up the product, you know. You know,
I'm sorry, was this top of the top three? Was this one, two, or three?
This was three. So you got, okay, all right. So you got cost of doing business in terms of rising costs, real estate, square footage, all of that, and I guess dovetailing, maybe it's a 1A, but I'm calling it 2, is all the fees, you know, that are being charged California businesses now, which is you know, just extraordinary. I mean, there's just always a new fee out there that we have to pay, small businesses have to pay. And then three is driving awareness, fighting the online tsunami that's out there coming,
well,
you know.
Well, Mark, one of the businesses in Manhattan Beach, we all know Maureen McBride.
Right.
She has two brick and mortar shops, Yorktown,
yep,
and Tabula Rasa. And this weekend she is doing her best guest event, which, you know, it's all about the experience now. And
mm-hmm.
what she's doing is, and I so agree with this. You know, I was brought up, you never went to someone's home empty-handed, ever.
Right.
So her whole thing is come in and get those hostess gifts. And
yep.
she puts out the sips and the bites, and you get a free gift with purchase, and there's 20% off on everything, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. But she's making it so that it's an experience. You
right.
know, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing better than sipping while shopping, all right?
Yeah.
And she's making it an event. It's a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you go in, and she has gorgeous, gorgeous merchandise in her stores. And that's pretty much what you have to do.
Right.
It's not just about opening your doors and they will come. You have to make it more of an event. It has to be an experience.
Right.
So, and that's a good – she's a great example of how to do that.
Yep. That's a good idea. That'd be a good seminar, too. Create an event with your businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why we see so many bars and restaurants. They're doing fine for the most part, but, you know, you got to eat. And
but even they are doing things. They're, you know, especially
right.
on their slow nights. They're doing King Trivia on Monday. They're doing karaoke on Tuesday. They're
right.
doing drink specials on Wednesday. You know, they're doing things to get people in the door. You know, as I said, open
right.
your door. You
but
can't
they,
no
but
longer
they've
just
been,
open up for business,
you know,
and they come.
Competing against other restaurants and other places. I mean, they've been doing stuff like that, eventizing for years. I mean,
yeah,
restaurants
yeah.
and bars have always done that. But what they have done, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. You know, they are starting to do online, you know, that's where Grubhub and all of these, and Uber Eats and all of these come into play now. You know, okay, well, let's get into this online business somehow. Let's find a way. Well, I can now call Sloopy's and order something, and they send it via online to,
right.
you know, bring it to my house. So there's another revenue stream there. They just – so – I think what you're saying with the retail businesses, that's exactly right. They've got to eventize. I used to, when I was at Fox, I used to tell our, when I would do sales seminars with our television stations, the sales departments, and I would say, listen, is what you're creating with your commercials, your local commercials for your businesses, are they engaging?
Mm.
Or are they clutter? Okay.
Mm.
So, for instance, does this spot, what are you doing with your creativity, with your clients, that will not have your viewer fast-forwarding through the spot? And I would always use as an example, I say, when was the last time you fast-forwarded through an E-Trade baby spot?
Mm-hmm.
You never did. You watched it because it was engaging,
yeah.
it was fun, it was creative, and it was E-Trade. So
well now Mark everything
that.
Is now well unfortunately now everything is drug commercials, which I either fast forward or I turn the volume down because I cannot listen to them because
right.
the
well,
cure
the
is
business,
worse than the disease. Yeah, it's
yeah.
just
the health business
nuts.
Is where all the money is right now, so they can afford to go out and buy all the primetime spots. They
yeah.
can afford to buy all the real estate
it's,
along
it's
Sepulveda.
It's one after another.
And,
yeah,
you know.
It's one after another. Yeah,
yeah.
it's unbelievable.
But what I'm
yeah.
saying is just what you were saying is. Businesses need to take a time out. Small business needs to take a time out, and you know, any business needs to take a time out and have that strat session where they talk about how creatively engaging are we?
Right.
What would make me, if I didn't work here, come into this place and buy something, like you were saying with Maureen? You know, oh, yeah, hostess mm-hmm. gifts. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I've got like five parties. I got to go. Oh, I should go over there this weekend. You know, so find those hooks, and
yeah.
you're absolutely right. Find out what that is and get people, you know, to come in and give them a reason to be there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have a couple of Christmas parties at people's homes this weekend, next weekend. I'm going in there today. I'm going over there because I need hostess gifts. So, boom, there you go. And, you know, it's also, you know, if you look at the success of things like the local sidewalk sales, you know, it's an event. People are going. So stuff like that is always.
Well, like the North End does the art walks.
Right.
Well, and that helps people travel around and look into stores and things like that. And that's the kind of stuff, too. And that doesn't cost them a dime.
Yeah, yeah.
They just said, organize, get 40-some artists, get someone to organize it, put them out there. They don't charge the artists. And yet it brings traffic to the North End of those shops. So
they're doing their walkabout. What day is that?
December 7th, next Thursday. I'm actually on the Santa float on that area too. So I'll be
traveling
up and down the Santa float. Yeah. Why don't you guys come and be on the float with us?
we were invited. We did it last. Did we do it last year or the year before, Joe? It was 2 years ago. Yeah. You don't have enough people from the chamber on there?
I haven't even worked on it. But if you'd like to do it, that'd be fun, huh?
I have to check my calendar.
You could be an elf. And I have a Santa Claus. I have a Santa Claus. He's our kind of our Manhattan Beach go-to Santa Claus. And he's Chris. He and I were in CERT together, MB CERT. And he'll do the Santa Claus. So we'll all just be elves riding. And it's the new float. It's the brand new one, you know.
You can see like eight or nine
people on this thing.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it in your Happy Friday Neighbors newsletter this morning. It looks fabulous. It looks fabulous.
And you know
that
we
I just want to mention real quick because I put it in the weekend guide yesterday the schedules for Redondo Manhattan Torrance. And Lomita Ranch of Palos Verdes, but late last night, I received Hermosa's schedule, so I posted that late last night. So all of the Santa Float Tour schedules are up on my website. So go check it out. JB called me last night. He was on his way home from work, and he said, "I just saw Santa flying down Catalina with the police escort."
That's the thing. That's the sad thing in today's world. Santa needs a police escort.
Well, it's for traffic purposes.
No, I know.
Right.
People would be cutting off Santa. They'd be pulling him over and saying, "Hey, Santa, here's my list. You can't have that. You got to have the police escort."
Well, we are actually at the chamber. You know, we started the Santa float here in Manhattan Beach, and then we turned it over to the city, and the city turned it over to leadership, or then turned it over to Kiwanis. Kiwanis took it over. But we own the trailer and all of that. And so we got the trailer back and now have donated it, or not donated. We had to do a sale, which was for $1. And I sold it to the city of Downey for $1 to their Chamber of Commerce. And their Chamber of Commerce is going to do a Santa float, too, using the old trailer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah. So
that's very nice.
Trailer will live in another town doing
that's
good.
Perfect.
So I told my friend Vicky Unger.
Yes.
What?
I told my friend Vicky Unger, who came in here and said, "How come we don't have anything for the Jewish community?" And I said, "Well, come up with a float. We'll promote a float. Go, you know."
Well,
I don't know what you would do. Moses?
You know, Moses. I love it.
You know,
the giant Hanukkah celebration at the Hermosa Beach Pier, which I post on, you know, it's up on my site. But then I also do a whole list of menorah lightings.
Most of the cities have
a menorah lighting.
I suggested to Vicky, "Well, get your group together and she said, get your tribe together and
there you go.
Do you know, come up with something. That would be awesome. That would be awesome to do something recognizing Hanukkah in the same way we recognize Christmas. And so it'd be fun, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, look at, you know, any event to me.
Right, exactly.
I love events of all kinds, so yep. I'm all about the events. But the giant Hanukkah celebration on the pier is a ton of fun. That
yeah.
is a fun event. So, yeah. So
that's a good
anyway,
idea. Do it on the pier here.
Well, yeah, you could have one on the pier, too.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, there's not. Now listen, Mark. I have a little show business I want to run by you.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to the groundbreaking for the Roundhouse Aquarium Beautification
yeah.
Project on Monday. It's going to be Monday afternoon.
Yep.
And I'm trying to get Michael Greenberg to be our guest on the show to talk about it next Thursday. But I'm sitting here thinking that should be a Friday show. Because it's Manhattan Beach, so can you pull any strings and get them for the Friday show?
That would be well. That's after the fact, but sure, we could probably. I could send something out and see if we could get them for Friday.
Yeah, I
next Friday
matter.
Though.
Yeah, yeah.
Next Friday we have the MiraCosta High School Choir though scheduled.
Oh, okay, all right.
Don't
yeah,
we?
All right, I'll see. I think you do, but if you can you see if you could do it on Thursday?
Yeah. I mean, I can send out a note. We should, next December 8th, we have the MiraCosta Choir.
All right.
You know, December 15th
yeah,
is open, though.
Yeah, there's that, too. Well, you know.
And then we go into reruns.
Then we go into reruns for a couple of weeks, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want people to hear about this project.
Yeah,
it's a
well,
huge
they,
project.
I find it hard to believe that people don't know about it as much as. Whew.
No, people, you'd be surprised. People don't know about it. And I saw
wow.
the illustrations, and it looks like it's going to be fantastic. So
oh, it's,
I,
it's
you know,
unbelievable.
We just want to hear all the details. So
the outside is going to look just like our iconic pier, you know, with the roundhouse. But once you step inside, you are in a first class, state of the art aquarium. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah,
what they're doing.
So,
I mean, it is going to be a destination. It will be a destination.
We want details.
So.
We want details.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get my,
well, the presentation is fantastic. You got to see the pictures and all of that. I mean, I've seen it a few times now. And, you know, we profiled them, too, at our Best of Manhattan and Rotary and many places. Certainly in Manhattan. I don't know how far outside of Manhattan they've gone, but
and that's
certainly
where
in Manhattan. So
that's where the show comes into play. We get it outside
right.
of Manhattan. Yeah.
Yep. So I am going into a 5-hour surgery on Monday. So I will not be, or they're saying it's going to be 5 hours.
Well,
so
yeah.
I am going to have to miss the Skechers. I'll have my staff there. But I'm going to miss that, plus the Safe Streets thing with Beach City's Health at Blue Water Grill that morning, so or lunch or whatever
well,
it is.
Is.
I think it's
is,
morning.
Is
I think
your,
it's breakfast, yeah.
Well, so can we ask what you haven't done?
You know, it's all part of the rectal cancer stuff.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That's all good, right? That's all clear, right? All
yeah.
Good,
well,
right?
I mean, it's. I mean, that's what they're going to find out because they're seeing spots in the lungs and all of that. And so the nice thing, though, I think, you know, they can go in and get that stuff. You know, they can
mm-hmm.
go in and and take that out and burn it and stuff like that. And so if that's what it is, you know, then we'll just deal with it. You know, it's like, you know, it's life. You just deal with it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, anything.
Yeah.
You just deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
Okay, so again, in your HFN newsletter this morning, mm-hmm. You had the annual Sand Bowl on Thanksgiving morning, mm-hmm. and now I got to ask you, did Tammy create that to get you and the boys out of the house on Thanksgiving?
No, I did. I always wanted to be have our own tradition. You know, this goes back to my oldest was like 5 years old. He's now 26, and, you know, I wanted to have our own little tradition that we do because we don't have any family. So one tradition is we invite anybody who doesn't have any place to go to our house. So we typically have about 30 people. I mean, empty nesters to, you know, all kind, you know, couples or individuals. maybe a guy got divorced or a girl, lady got divorced and doesn't have a, you know, once. And so, geez, we had a family of, they invited all of their family. We had like 13 of their family members over. And I said, oh, so we're your Thanksgiving. You know, but it's fun. And everybody, she assigns everybody a dish, but I wanted something that resonated with my boys. It'd be fun to be on the beach. And I wanted to be the Kennedys, you know, of Hannah's Court, only on the West Coast, you know, playing.
Well, are, you know, I post it to my website every year, and I'm just curious, do you get a lot of, you know, other people coming in now, or is it
we get a lot of, yeah, most of the people there are other people. It used to be tons of adults. I had two fields, one small field for the little ones and a bigger field for the older ones. And then the little ones got older, and so it became one field. But it has been less people in the last few years because, you know, they're gone, the group that used to come down there. But, you know, it's interesting, though. My son's saying, boy, I hope we're still doing this. I hope I can still keep this up for my kids and things like that. Because I think what will happen when we get to that, evolve into that next stage of their lives where they begin having kids, you'll start seeing more families coming back doing stuff like this if they're around here, you know, and it'll go back to having a nice crowd, you know. So
it's cyclical. Mm-hmm. It's cyclical. Yeah, you got to get
We're at the ebb, you know, we're kind of at the low part of the ebb right now, so. But it's fun because it's mainly friends of my sons, you know, so a lot of testosterone and all of that flying around.
And Joe, did you do the turkey trot this year?
Well, no, I'm sorry, I didn't. but we had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Mostly vegan, mostly without meat, but it was great. It was wonderful.
Oh, we had plenty of meat. We had a lot of turkey. We had a lot.
So, Joe, what was your main dish?
Well, my son and my wife, they had salmon.
My
wife loves to do a broiled salmon, and so they had that, but I didn't. But I did have some wonderful stuffing without our traditional pork sausage, but we're going to add that back next year because it's just, it's not the same. And I'll just eat it. Nope, I'll eat it. And wonderful yams, candied sweet potatoes. That was delicious. And greens, essentially, you know, wonderful greens and, you know, onion and spices. And
you know,
wonderful.
It's so funny. Stuffing is such a regional thing. You know, I mean, over the years we've traveled for Thanksgiving quite a bit, and depending on where you go in the country, it's such a regional thing. You know, I mean, in the South they put oysters in it, and other places they put nuts, and other places they put sausage, and stuffing is very versatile.
Sure.
It's very versatile.
I grew up, and I make this every year. I grew up with oyster stuffing. And so every year I make oyster stuffing, and this year I did a Cajun oyster stuffing, which was just, I might say, it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. You know, smoked oyster stuffing.
My claim to fame is my cranberry relish. That's the thing that, you know, when we get together with my family or when everybody's like, okay, Jackie's doing the cranberry relish. So that's my claim to fame. And it's very, very good. And you have to make it at least one day ahead of time. I prefer 2 days so that all the flavors have a chance to meld. It's very delicious.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. You know, cranberry relish. It sounds like my father's side. You know, do you put that on the meat?
You could put it.
Is that a relish
that you put
you put it on your turkey?
You can eat it by itself, or you know. But what I do is I mix it up. You know, I put a little bit on the potatoes. I put a little bit. I mix some of it. But it's really good eating it by itself. But of course, you can. You know, but the next day, the leftovers. You know, I get so upset when I travel for Thanksgiving, because then I don't have leftovers the next day. You know, if I'm not cooking, I don't have leftovers. But our tradition is good Jewish rye bread, right? You put your a lot of people like to put the mayo on, right? Mm-hmm. You put your turkey on, you put a little stuffing on, you put, you know, whatever your whether it's your yams or sweet potato, mashed potato, whatever.
You put
the cranberry on top, and then you slather the whole thing in gravy. Oh, so good. So good. So good. I saw a great recipe online, which I printed for the next time I cook leftovers. You get a waffle iron, and you spread your leftover stuffing in the waffle iron, and you toast it, and then you take it out, and you put your layers of stuff, your turkey and stuff, and then again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I may have to cook next year.
Twice baked potatoes or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So by the way, we have also, our town hall meeting, membership town hall, January 17th, and hopefully an active shooter seminar that we'll be doing in January or February. We do have a tax seminar in February, but our state of the city will be February 7th. Looking at trying to change that up and be more a little more about the future in this state of the city. Of course, we'll have the mayor, and it will be Amy Holworth and people from the city there reporting on their different areas. But I would like to also have a presentation, maybe Jackie Bachrach over at COG, South Bay Council of Governments, do something about, you know, the future of transportation in these dense areas, where we're going with that, things like that. And which is all very timely because, for instance, the downtowner, our little downtowner, you know, is on the city council agenda this next week. So, you know,
that was hugely successful, wasn't it? That pilot program.
The from a ridership standpoint, yes. From a business model, no, because they just couldn't get the ad sold because it was all supposed to be ad supported. So.
Right.
Trying to figure that out, and we're trying to also figure out how to make it throughout all of Manhattan Beach and not just, you know, the west side, because right now the west side. And
I do remember that to city
council's credit, they really want to think about everybody and to be all inclusive, and everything that they do, they think about east of Sepulveda as well as your hot spots like downtown, but even with the retail, thinking now north end and realize there's a Sepulveda corridor and a Rosecrans sales corridor. And in fact, there's an ad hoc committee that's going to be started that has been started and put together. Our first meeting is in January, and that's through the city, and it'll be to talk about development and long-range plans for Sepulveda. What can we do? And we've got business owners and business shopkeepers and developers and number of people that will be on that committee to make recommendations to the city on how to move forward with Sepulveda.
You know, El Segundo has had a program for years where they have a free shuttle bus that goes from, you know, because El Segundo is interesting because all the residential is west of Sepulveda and all the office commercial is east of Sepulveda. And they have a free shuttle that will take all the office people into downtown El Segundo for lunch.
Yeah,
it's been running for years. It's a great, great, great program.
Yeah. Well, those are the kinds of things we need to be thinking about. You know, Ocean Express has gone away because Uber and Lyft are out there now. The ridership came way down. So one of the things that we've also got to do, I know people don't like to think of Manhattan Beach having visitors coming to Manhattan Beach, but, you know, 75% of our revenue comes from these visitors. And so we want to go and talk to the bellhops at all the hotels along Century Boulevard, get them to think about sending people via Uber or Lyft or whatever to Manhattan Beach. Because now that Ocean Express has gone away, these guys, you know, the visitors, they can, and they usually talk to the bellhop, where should we go? You know, and they've got Venice, Santa Monica, South Bay. So they've got choices. Whereas the Ocean Express, oh, well, just get on the Ocean Express. It'll take you right to the South Bay. And we don't have that anymore. So we're going to work on that, too, as a chamber to go and we're literally going to one day go and visit all the hotel bellhops, you know, and talk to them and tell them, hey, dinner's on us or whatever. Come on over and see us. And try to get them to start directing people to come to the South Bay, come to Manhattan.
I got to ask you something, Mark, because this is happening throughout the South Bay and other areas of California, I'm sure. But how do you reconcile? How do you reconcile? You know, the chamber wanting to bring people in to town, as you said, 75% of your sales. Tax income comes from visitors outside the 90277 area code. How do you reconcile that with the residents that don't want it?
Well, here's how you do that. You don't use the word tourism. You don't use the word CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our chamber does not have a CVB component. You use words like hospitality and welcoming and, you know, things like that. But you stay away from those big tourism words, you know. And then there's some things you do, and it's just it's not something you make a ton of noise about, other than through some marketing. For instance, there's a group in Hawaii that has contacted that I know, and I said they want to promote coming west. So this is interesting. You know how we all want to promote. I mean, people here hear about going to Hawaii and spending vacation there. But they, you know, people live in Hawaii who want to leave the islands and come somewhere.
So they
want to do a 90-second video on coming west, and I want them to feature Manhattan Beach, and so that's what we're working on. You know, and if that happens, that's not something really that a lot of people around here, residents, would know about. That's something that's resonating over in Hawaii, you know, with the video
that's
and
true.
All of that. So,
you know something, Mark, that is a natural because you think about it. The people that live
airport.
In Hawaii, right? You're right near, so you fly right into LAX, right? You rent a car. Manhattan Beach is your starting point before you go to Vegas or the Grand Canyon or, you know, points east.
Right.
I mean, it's a natural. That's an absolute natural.
Well,
listen,
then,
let me. There's something else I wanted to get to. Don't you have the economic forum coming up?
Yep, that'll be in April.
In April. Okay.
Because in March we're going to do. So, State of the City membership meeting in January. State of the City in February 7th. We're going to do a city meet your electeds town hall in March. And then we'll do our economic forum in April. And then we're looking at this year doing something where we honor our first responders, similar to kind of what Torrance does, where we honor our fire and police for all their efforts. And maybe we'll do that in May. And then, of course, we got Street Food Cinema, which probably June and July. And then we've got our Best of Manhattan. I mean, the Bite at the Beach, which is August 11th. And then we have, you know, we weren't going to do a Best of Manhattan. We were going to do it every other year. But people had so much fun this past year. People want us to bring it back. So I went ahead and penciled it on the calendar for October 19th, I think. And so we'll look at that. The Women's Mastermind is November 14th, huge hit, wonderful event, fantastic event. So we're bringing that back, and that'll be November 14th, 2018.
Don't you generally do Street Food Cinema in August and September or September and October?
We have done it in August and September. We are exploring. They want to explore doing it earlier in the summer. We used to do it even earlier. We used to do it July, August. I've got to talk to them about that because, first of all, we're catching the residents who are around, who ring the golf course there, all it takes is one resident, you know, to make noise, and
yeah.
all of a sudden you've got a problem. Because we don't even want one person to be upset, because we pay for
mm-hmm.
the place. I mean, we give you get tickets, you get all kinds of stuff. But there was one resident who was not happy, and you know, they want, and we promise a hard stop at 10 p.m. And you know, one, that's the other thing. I've got to talk with these guys because, you know, June and July, it's still light at 9 o'clock. How are you going to run a movie?
Right.
You know, so, and we're looking at maybe repositioning the screen, and I don't know. We'll just have to see. Who knows? Maybe it won't happen, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll do something with the Marriott. I just got the hard hat tour of the new West Drift, the Marriott, that was formerly the Manhattan Beach Marriott. And I got to tell you, it's going to be – it's if you come expecting to see the old, any hint of the old Marriott, you will not see it other than the fact that it's the footprint there.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't
yeah.
wait. When is it due to open?
Well, they're supposed to be finished by the end of the year. You know, you look, it's
oh.
like a lot of things. You look at it and you go, really? You're going to be done by the end of the year? I mean, they're over there jackhammering and sawing. And yet, it's amazing how, I mean, I've seen things where I've walked in, I said, how are these guys going to be ready for their grand opening in a week and a half or 2 weeks? And then you come in a week and a half, 2 weeks, and it's like this brand new place. I mean, it just all comes together. So I guess by the end of the year, they'll probably do something big in March or maybe February, but more likely March or so, because they want to work the kinks out and all of that.
Right.
But they are planning all kinds mm-hmm. of fun things. I mean, not only do they have this great art that's all over the hotel that's very beachy and a beachy feel, east meets west sort of Hamptons, you know, beach feel, but their menu is going to be top drawer. They are developing a lab. Literally, they're going to have a lab for drinks where they're going to create drinks. And they're going to be different kinds of Manhattans, obviously.
Mm.
You know, there's going to be West Coast Manhattan. There's going to be East Coast Manhattan. There's, you know, all of these things. And but I mean, it's really going to be, I hope everything that they have envisioned comes to fruition. Now, we won't be able to have our rotary there anymore because we can't afford it. But along with this comes a raised rates, and so. But we'll, as a chamber, we'll do something with those guys, and so hopefully outside on the golf course. Their guy Hamed, who is the Hamed Anwari, he is their operations manager, and he worked with the Queen Elizabeth. He's worked at big places all over and done these great events, and of course, he's now finding out through Street Food Cinema the kind of issues you run into with residents in the surrounding area. But, you know, he
right.
wants to turn the golf course into a canvas of, you know, if he had it his way in December, it would be filled with snow and kids could go sled and all of that on the golf course, you know, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he would charge you to come out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, things like that. I mean, he'd love to do a jazz concert or a country western or, you know, a big music type of thing out there. But once again, he's
You realize you're making more work for me with all these events, right? Right?
We want you to move to Manhattan Beach.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. I am I'm a proud
so
resident
is,
of the South Bay.
There is a renewed energy there. I mean, they do have a new sales and marketing person, Maureen Leary, and you know, Hamed, who's got huge experience, who's their head of operation and big visions for the area or for the space. So you're going to see really. I'm hoping it's done. I'm hoping if we get picked by Hawaii to be a focal point to do the video on, to promote coming out here, that, you know, they'll be done and we can point to that as one of our really first class offerings as a place to stay, as well as shade and our restaurants, which are including their restaurant. I mean, it's all going to be, I mean, once again, tapping into that, we've become this, dining experience here, dining and hospitality. So much so that Hermosa has reached out to us to figure out how they can do the same thing. you know.
Yeah. Are you still gunning for combining the Hermosa Manhattan Chamber?
Yeah. No, I'm still a big proponent of it. I've met with people, and I'm still meeting with people. I just think it makes sense. The thing is, you have to think about, too many people think about what, you know, this isn't, oh, no, I want to be in control. I want, you know, they don't want to lose control. And that's not what it's all about. You have to come at it from the perspective of what is best for our businesses. And if I'm a Manhattan Beach business and I can be promoted in Hermosa to that database, and if I'm a Hermosa business and I can be promoted to Manhattan Beach in that database, it's a win-win. Because I now belong to two chambers for the price of one. Mm. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, or one larger chamber.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's one large chamber,
but it's still your price hasn't changed, but you get this a bigger reach. Also, you know, with me and my two other employees, so that's three employees, them with their two employees, maybe they'll hire three, but call it two for right now and all the stuff that they do. Because they're more, if you put a shared services plan into place where marketing, membership, all of that is shared, so I don't need two membership directors, I don't need two marketing people, I don't need two, then I don't need two sponsorship people, you can get so much more done. Because now you have five people, right?
Right.
And the difference between three and five is just huge, you know?
It's
kind of like having kids, you know? One is one, two is two, three is ten.
Right?
Right. So having five people is, I wouldn't know how to I wouldn't know what to do. It would feel like a crowd. And I'd say, wow, we are going to do. And they're so, and also when you merge our missions, you know, they're very event-oriented. Everything, they're basically event planners is what their chamber is. They're event planners, all right? What I've done with our chamber is we have our events, but I want to be more education-focused. I want to touchy-feely with our businesses individually and help them be an advocate in front of city council, find out what their issues are and try to educate and provide places where they can learn to work smarter and not something that's going to cost them a lot of money where they have to, but provide those avenues. And if you merge those, they can come to our seminar, then it just means that Hermosa and Manhattan businesses come to the seminars, come to the marketing things. And we all promote the different events and all of that. And I'm not scared of doing those events. I would change up the events anyway. I think they need to be changed a little bit. I think the Hermosa events need to be tweaked a little bit and become a little more localized, whether it be through art and local business and things. I'm not saying we have to go as far as we do with the hometown fair, but, just something that feels a little more warm and fuzzy, But
combining the two of them, the
chances of it happening are so slim because you have so many people who are very territorial power-wise. They don't make any money. They're all volunteers. But for some reason, they treat it like it's, life or death. And, but the model and the timing is right now,
Right.
And it's not uncommon. I mean, listen, it's the way of the world these days. I mean, look at all these companies that are merging because it's all about shared services. You can do a lot more together than you can apart. And that's
right.
You can put your more resources into areas you need to put them rather than have to split them up because so shared accounting, shared marketing, shared membership, all of those things. Now, you can concentrate more on other things, the bigger picture ideas. You've got the staff to do it.
It's heartening. It's heartening to hear this because what's happening in Redondo is just no bueno. They shut down Paul Hennessy's deck dining program that he had out there for Rebel Republic. They shut that down. And this is the city council doing this.
Well, the city.
There's a lot of not business friendly stuff going on in Redondo right now. It's,
yeah.
you know, the chamber has been under attack for a long time from a certain faction, and
right.
You know, it's.
I tell you, I love our city management, and I love our city council. I mean, these guys, they keep an open mind. They can think bigger picture. Like, I think we're going to revisit the Airbnb situation, you know, because from a chamber perspective, this we can drive more retail and restaurants business if we decriminalize Airbnbs.
Yeah,
now I don't mean the and by the way, our hotels will still be 85-95% sold out.
Yeah.
And I don't mean I mean owner-occupied. You have to put caveats around it. You have to
right.
put – and not only that, but socially you'll be doing something well because there's the guy with cancer. There's the guy who's out of a job. There's the divorced couple who the only way they can keep their house is to Airbnb a room. You know, can't penalize those guys, you know.
Right.
And the city
yeah.
can win because those people, if you decriminalize it, they'll raise up their hand and go, I'll pay the TOT. I'll pay a
yeah.
tax to the city. Which is found money right to their bottom line, right? And then, but keep the developers out. Everybody's for that. No one wants anybody to push to buy a home just for Airbnb so that 10 guys during AVP can go rent it out and pee in somebody's yard or block somebody's driveway. If it's owner-occupied, if it's owner-occupied, you've fixed that issue. Because
right.
they will police
right.
their own space. They have to be there. And when I say owner-occupied, I don't mean you've got a condo and when you leave for a vacation, you can rent it out. I'm saying you have to be there.
Mm.
So I'm talking about a couch, a bedroom, a place above the garage. Those are the times and places. And where do you think those people are going to eat and shop? And
exactly,
retail?
Exactly. Tourists
you know?
Go out to eat. Yeah, exactly. They go out to eat. They go out to shop. They go out to recreate.
So
yeah,
decriminalize it. You're doing good, a good social thing for not everybody makes a ton of money and lives on the Strand. You're doing a good thing for the city because they're getting another – in at a time when they need – the kind of these revenue streams for fix the roads and everything else, pensions. You're doing it. You're keeping out the developers, but you're putting a fence around it, you know. And you're driving business to your retail and your service, like restaurants and bars. So people are beginning to, and we have a council now. I think, and I haven't brought this up with them yet, but. We have a council now that is much more, they think things all the way through. They talk things out. That's why you're seeing more 4-1, 5-0 votes. In you know, you're not seeing the constant 3-2, 3-2, 3-2, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always that swing vote. It's not that, you know? So I think these guys are fantastic. Richard Montgomery, Steve Napolitano, Nancy Hurstman, just really terrific open-minded, can think out of the box, can think longer term, and make decisions. They can make decisions, okay? It's not something they need to have another meeting or another study or another ad hoc group, you know? I mean, they will, you know, decide. And they're not afraid to admit when they're wrong. When they did the medical moratorium along Sepulveda, the next month in the meetings they said, oh, that was a mistake, and repealed it. You know, and so that's good. I mean, these, you know, they're not afraid to admit their mistakes. They don't, you know, and I love it. I really like it.
Well, we learned a lot, Joe, today. We went over.
Well,
we're going way over.
Well, we did. And
oh, we are? Oh, my God.
We always do. Well, hey, Mark, when you decided to take on this job. We were thrilled, Jackie and I, of course, because we've known you for many, many years. We were thrilled for you, but we just did not know what the city was getting for that incredibly large salary that you're making at the chamber. And it's amazing, Mark, you're doing such an amazing job. It's amazing. And
well, thank you. I keep them fooled.
Yeah. Keep them guessing. Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, it's been a wonderful wrap-up. I hope you've learned a lot. Please join the chamber. Get involved with the chamber. It can't help you if you don't get involved. So
and be
call,
noisy.
Right?
Be noisy.
Be noisy. Go to the meetings.
Is
guess
that,
what?
Is that,
if you're a member,
is that,
they're all
that,
free.
Well,
yeah.
No. For instance, I tell people all the time, and still, I expect to come to work and find 400 emails with 400 JPEG flyers saying, Mark, put this on social media. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, we can't call up every business and go, what's special going on with you today? You know, like Maureen.
No. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Send us this stuff so we can blast it out. Put
us
on your marketing.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I got it.
So.
Yeah.
Use them.
Yeah.
Use them, use them.
Right.
Yeah.
Jackie?
We're here for you. Thank you, guys, very much.
I
can't remember what I was going to
no.
say. We'll save
no,
it for
Mark,
next time.
Mark,
yep.
Don't hang up. I'm gonna end the show, but don't hang up, Mark. You're breaking the fourth wall, you know, because it's like people think, well, we're always here, and they're just dipping in and dipping out. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for today. We're all going to stay online and talk for another hour, but we're gonna get off the radio. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. Hope you'll have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. There's a ton of things to do and see and go to this weekend. Just check out the weekend guide. You will be amazed. And we'll be back next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.